Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says missile-downed Malaysian plane over Ukraine, and Israel advances on Hamas targets and ground offensive. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States is confident a surface-to-air missile shot down a Malaysia airline flight over Ukraine and that it was fired from territory controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Mr. Obama appeared at the White House Friday and called the deaths of 298 passengers and crew an outrage of unspeakable proportions.
This should snap everybody's heads to attention and make sure that we don't have time for propaganda. We don't have time for games. We need to know exactly what happened, and everybody needs to make sure that we're holding accountable those who committed this outrage.
The president stopped short of directly blaming any specific person or group for shooting down the plane, but he said Ukrainian separatists are known to have received a steady stream of support from Russia, including heavy weapons, any aircraft weapons and training. Mr. Obama said Russian President Vladimir Putin has the most control over the situation in Ukraine, but has not used it to work toward a peaceful settlement. UN Security Council members condemned the crash of the Malaysia airline flight number 17 on Friday and called for a full, thorough, and independent international investigation. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Brashear files this report.
The 15-nation council responsible for international peace and security met in an urgent session Friday to discuss the downing of the Malaysian jet over eastern Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told council members that the evidence indicates the plane was shot down.
Likely downed by a surface-to-air missile. An SA-11.
Ukrainian envoy Yuri Sergeyev told the council that Russian-backed separatists have at least two of these surface-to-air missile systems.
The question is, where they got this sophisticated air defense system from?
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the United States and other Western nations share blame for the crash, saying it pushed Kiev to escalate the crisis. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Israel's ground operation in the Gaza Strip continued Friday as troops backed by tanks, aircraft, and Navy ships struck an array of targets, including tunnels used by Hamas fighters. Israel's military says it has hit some 200 terrorist targets since the operation began late Thursday, including more than 20 tunnels used to infiltrate Israel and smuggle weapons and explosives. The military says more than 20 militants have been killed in the offensive. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner, an Israeli military spokesman, explained the Israeli objective.
The military objectives are twofold: to strike Hamas as a terrorist organization, which is globally labeled, so that they do not have the motivation to continue this aggression against Israel. And second of all, to strike the terrorist infrastructure, the rockets, the tunnels, the mechanisms that they are using to strike and attack Israel.
Late Friday, the United Nations Security Council had an emergency meeting to discuss the Gaza crisis. Diplomats say Iran and six world powers have agreed to extend their deadline for 4 months to strike a nuclear deal with Tehran. The diplomats say the parties gave themselves until November 24th to reach a deal. An interim deal for Iran to curb its uranium enrichment in exchange for an easing of sanctions was set to expire on Sunday. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton.
While we've made tangible progress on some of the issues and have worked together on a text for a joint comprehensive plan of action, there are still significant gaps on some core issues which will require more time and effort.
Iran has been negotiating since February with officials from the U.S., Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany on a long-term nuclear deal. Pakistani security officials say a U.S. drone strike in northwestern Pakistan has killed 11 militants. Officials said today that two missiles slammed into a house in the North Waziristan region near the Afghan border. North Waziristan is home base to local and foreign militants suspected of attacking U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
Cassandra, are you really going to leave?
Why should I stay? There's nothing left here for me.
How can you say that? I mean, come on, how can you say that? What about the house? What about all those people? We're just going to give them to the Beckersteads? I mean, we can't let those people walk away with everything. I mean, if we give in to those people, we're giving in to all the cute and fuzzy bunnies in the world.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Don't breathe, you're doomed into my face now. Take all your tombstones out my ears. I'm spinning my records round. Don't you disturb this sound. You play a tortured soul. Rock and roll. All the music junk is on my dance floor.
"Don't let that horse eat that violin," cried Chagall's mother. But he kept right on painting and became famous and kept on painting the horse with violin in mouth. And when he finally finished it, he jumped up upon the horse and rode away, waving the violin, and then, with a low bow, gave it to the first naked nude he ran across. And there were no strings attached.
Started that set with one of the first songs, if not the first song, Chris Hillman ever wrote for the Byrds, Time Between. He being the fantastic bass player who would go on to form the Flying Burrito Brothers with Gram Parsons. Chris was helping the Byrds invent country rock right around the time of their fourth album, Younger Than Yesterday.
The connection with First Time, B-side of their latest single, Don't Talk to My Baby. We always like to flip that record over. We usually find some cool things. And we did it again. Honest John Plain, the writer for the original version done by the Boys in 77. Brad Marino and Jeff Palmer producing. Get it from theconnectionofficial.com.
You Ain't Going Nowhere, said Moby Grape. That ended up on their third album, Moby Grape 69. All three albums are essential.
Okay, DJ, Steve Conti, his solo debut. The album is very good. Get it from SteveContiNYC.com. Conte is C-O-N-T-E.
Don't Run Wild with the Del Fuegos out of Boston. Their second album, 1985. And Delaney and Bonnie, Coming Home, written by Bonnie Bramlett and Eric Clapton, who plays that riff. This was the point where Eric left the distortion behind and started playing that cleaner style. Why? Because he had heard the Basement Tapes, the album that Bob Dylan and the band were working on that would later be released. That was the biggest bootleg like ever. And it blew everybody's mind, kind of cutting all pretension out of the rock and roll world for a minute. Anyway, it led to Clapton wanting to join the band and hanging out with Delaney and Bonnie and making some cool records like that. We'll be back with our coolest song in the world this week.
You've been begging for more variety.
Input noted.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song of the world this week comes from the rock and roll capital of the world, Cardiff, Wales. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Groovy Uncle with Susie Chunk.
Thank you. long you been away from home?
This is about the time for it, isn't it?
Time for what?
Story of my life. Where do you want me to begin?
I got a pretty fair idea already.
Who told you?
You did. That slap in the face you took.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you hardly blinked an eye. It takes a lot of practice to be able to do that. Yeah, I know a lot about you, Slim.
The next time I get slapped, I'd better do something about it.
Hey, you forgot your drink.
I don't want it.
Who's sore now?
I am. Little wild woman, my little wild one. Oh, I love my girl fine, when I need a wild time. Little wild one, I'll come back to
never quite as cool as you. They were all teasing, talking, you were all pleasing, let's do.
Cotino, you honor me by inviting me to your home.
I've heard great things about what you're doing in Las Vegas. You know, you look familiar.
This is a friend of mine, Pepe Giannini.
Giannini. Any Sicilian in you?
Not since last night.
I'm
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
yes, yes, you're gonna
that,
girl. Lose that girl.
If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change
she's
her mind.
She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose. If you don't treat her right, my friend, you're gonna find her
you're
gone.
Gonna find her gone.
Cause I will treat her right and then you'll be the lonely
you're
one.
You're not the only one.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose
yes, yes, you're
that
gonna
girl.
Lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
Yes, yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
I'll make a point of taking her away from you. What you do,
yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do? Taking her away from you, watch what you do.
Yeah.
The way you treat her, what else can I do? If you don't take her out tonight, she's gonna change her
mind. She's gonna change her mind.
And I will take her out tonight and I will treat her
I'm
kind.
I'm gonna treat her kind.
You're gonna lose that
yes,
girl.
Yes, you're gonna lose that girl.
You're gonna lose.
We started that set with our coolest song of the world this week, Barefoot in the Car Park, by the amazing Groovy Uncle with Susie Chunk. You will not hear a more analog record than that. Bruce Brand lead guitar, Nick Rice bass, and Susie is Susie. Get it from staterecs.com, R-E-C-S. And what an amazing sound on that thing. Cool, summer, fun. From Groovy Uncle with Susie Chunk, Barefoot in the Car Park, our coolest song in the world this week. Soldier of Love is singular in its coolness. Arthur Alexander from Florence, Alabama. His first album, You Better Move On. That's right. He's one of the very few artists covered by both the Beatles and Stones. Produced by legendary Rick Hall. Little Wild One was The Wonders out of Erie, Pennsylvania. From their one and only album, That Thing You Do. They had such a promising future. Tom Hanks and Gary Gitzman producing that one. Devil You Know was The Ghost of a Saber-Toothed Tiger, project created by Sean Lennon and Charlotte Mule. Their latest album, Midnight Sun, a very interesting record. Definitely worth checking out. You're Gonna Lose That Girl was The Beatles from their fifth album, Help. Yes, the same album that Ringo would do the Buck Owens song. Don't Go Nowhere, Baby. Because even though we don't know what we're doing, we got more of it.
Our mission statement:
play the world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
So just to finish the thought, the Beatles would evolve right through their eighth album, Sgt. Pepper, and then, except for an occasional I Am the Walrus or All Too Much, would recommend to everybody that we get back to the roots. Something was gained by rock and roll turning into an art form, and something was lost. Fortunately for us, we don't have to choose. We get both.
We like both. We mix both together. Experiencing both enriches us. It keeps us balanced. Instinct and intellect. Mind, body, and spirit, right? So let us remind ourselves right now of the essential truth that all wisdom derives from. Rock and roll began as dance music, and dance music it shall always be.
Come on, everybody, and listen to Sis. There's a great new dance, and it goes like this. There's a great new dance that we're doing down yonder. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. Your mother won't do it, but your sister she will. Come on now, baby, don't you know that you will. And all the hot cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on now, what I wanna do with you. Let's do the robot. Hey! Hey! There's a brand new dance that we're doing down yonder. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. Your mother won't do it, but your sister she will. And all the hot cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on now, honey, I wanna do with you. Welcome on, welcome on, welcome on. Let's do the robot. There's a great new dance that we're doing down yonder. Come on, everybody, stop doing the robot. Your mother won't do it, but your sister she will. Come on, little baby, don't you know that you will. And all the hot cats on the block will be doing it too. Come on now, what I wanna do with you. Welcome on, welcome on, welcome on. Let's do the robot. Come on and be a robot. I wanna be a robot. Not that's a robot.
I resolved, therefore, to make the creature of a gigantic stature.
Of course. That would simplify everything.
In other words, his veins, his feet, his hands, his organs would all have to be increased in size.
Exactly.
He would have an enormous Schwanzstucker.
That goes without saying.
Oof.
He's going to be very popular.
what you got. Talking to me, baby, for baby. Talking to me, baby, for baby.
Hello, this is Ray Davis, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
When you pass me by, you didn't look my way. But one thing I know, our love is here to stay.
Care and training up dogs.
Oh, a little stray pup wandered in here, and I've been trying to figure out how to take care of it.
I thought you were an expert on things like that.
Oh, Paul, there's a dang many new scientific ideas that natural know-how just ain't no good no more.
Even though he says that he likes me, I know that he
That you will enjoy it. We also hope that you've had the opportunity to visit our snack bar. And remember, after the movie, be especially careful on your way home.
Might have been on that third tablet that Moses dropped when he came off the mountain.
The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15. Ten commandments for all to obey.
The one that said, thou shalt make sure the people shake and finger pop. Do the Robot was Sicily in the Safety Pinups. We remember them. They were somewhere in that Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. And the dance party continued with Soupy Sales. Do the Mouse, Baby, from Soupy Sales Says Do the Mouse and other teen hits. Sock It to Me, Baby, Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels. That was the last time he saw the top 10, 1967. You Still Want Me was the Kinks' second single after Long Tall Sally, I think, was their first single, which was actually fantastic, and we're going to play that one of these days. Shel Tonley producing. The Dolmans with He's a Drag. Yeah, the bosses from Moss have done it again. Cool stuff written by Kurt Baker. Now, Kurt Baker's part of the whole New Hampshire Mafia with The Connection and those cats. And Ed Stasium producing. Ed Giant Stasium, as we call them. And the Pretty Things close us out with Midnight to Six, man. Pretty Things out of Dartford, Kent. Phil May, Dick Taylor, John Stacks, Viv Prince, Brian Pendleton, and guest pianist Nicky Hopkins on that one. It don't get no cooler than that.
have to face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, a fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all. Vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by UnitedStations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel, that voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
That too.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man.
Nice ride.
Go fuck the jersey, you moron.
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
We'll be right back.